Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. First, I'm amazed at the response I've received so far for the show. I really appreciate that. Today, we're going to dive deeper into fate and free will. I will give deeper meanings to some of the things I just touched the surface of. Hopefully, by the end, you will have a better understanding of how you may be able to change your fate. I heard through the grapevine that episode 7 went by so fast that people had trouble grasping the concept. I went back and listened a few times to see what they may have been talking about. I did kind of throw some info out there and just kind of let it lay there. I figured what you guys heard was my Gemini rising. Geminis have a lot of information, but most times it's just surface level information. Even though Geminis like variety, as in I covered that, let's move on to the next set of information, I decided to turn off my Gemini and turn on my Scorpio, which is my moon sign, for part 2. Why? Because part 1 was surface level. I did say in part 1, you got to give the people what they want. Wait, in fact, I'm going to turn on my Virgo as well, which is my sun, and my Scorpio, again my moon sign, for this show. But I still need my Gemini to deliver it, so I'm going to turn that down just a little. Imagine me sitting at a control board, turning a knob labeled Gemini Energy, me turning it down just a little. Now, why Scorpio? Because Scorpio is the detective. Scorpios like depth, and I was asked to go deeper into how to use the signs to change your fate. Why Virgo, you ask? Honestly, we all grew up with a socialized way of thinking, which is within one of many mainstream connections to consciousness. What is that? The orthodox religious ways of connecting with consciousness. This stuff is really not easy to grasp, and because of that, I need my Virgo. Virgo is the Virgin, but when you see pictures of Virgo, she looks like an older woman. But in fact, Virgo is like a 12 or 13 year old girl. What does that mean? Virgos have the ability to take complex concepts and break them down to childlike form. With that said, I'm about to jump off deeper into this, Scorpio, but I'm going to try to keep it simple. Virgo. Part 1 was about fate or free will, and can we change it? You may not have realized it, but the stuff I was saying in the beginning of this show was an example of how you can change your fate. How? Because I consciously know energy expression. I consciously decided to express one over the other in presenting part 2 instead of rolling with whatever comes out. This is still surface level stuff. Now we're diving in. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.